What happened to you, David?
Hi there. Sorry, I'm a first-time caller.
Okay, that's fine, that's good.
Let me just tell you, LBC saved my life. I'll tell you what happened. I left the forces after 25 years last year, and I came back to the UK because my wife and I had been through IVF twice. So I came out of the forces. I was still finding it very difficult to try and resettle. After 6 months, we lost our baby, which brought my PTSD back from Afghanistan. And when I went to the doctors, she almost laughed at my case, gave me 2 weeks of antidepressants and told me to come back in a month's time. I was suicidal at that point, and I was literally LBC, by listening to it and listening to the conversations and other people's problems, it really, really helped me out. But that was in October, October last year, and I still haven't been seen. I've been for an assessment with the NHS around 2 months ago, and they phoned me up the other day and they said, I'm sorry to tell you, we can't start your treatment because we only had funding for the assessment. We didn't have funding for your treatment. So, when I've been to the doctor says, okay, we'll refer you. And that was in October last year.
Right.
I went back in January, February, and she had forgot to put the referral through.
And right. So you live in Tunbridge, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever been to A&E?
Being a soldier, I prefer not to go to A&E and the hassle. I know how under pressure.
David, you're not hassling them. That's what they're there for. You're not very well, and you need someone to treat you. And this is just like having, you know, a broken leg. Worse, in my experience, honestly. I was in exactly the same position as you. I'm not trying to be an agony. I was in exactly the same position as you. I was just lying in my bed on a Saturday morning, and I was literally just in the fetal position, unable to move, thinking, I've tried to speak to a doctor. I can't see one. I've tried to go to my GP. It's shut on a Saturday. They won't see me. So I just literally took myself down to A&E and waited for an hour and a half, saw a doctor, burst into tears, and suddenly my life changed because they took me seriously, and they just, you know, he put his arm around me, and it was just like, you know, it was like, that's how you do it, David.
The only thing that really annoys me is David Cameron and the Tories. They come out with the Armed Forces Covenant and they honestly said the service will be there when you need it. But I said to the receptionist and the doctors, I said, I'm a veteran. I was wearing my veteran's badge. I said, I'm entitled to priority treatment. And it wasn't because I wanted to get first. It was because I wanted to end.
Listen, it's very brave of you to come on. And I completely applaud you. So well done. You've kind of taken the first step. And don't see yourself as a veteran. Just maybe see yourself as a citizen who pays his taxes to the National Health Service and wants to be treated because you're not very well.
Yeah, but I like I said, I couldn't work for that whole year because of the state that I was in. And I wasn't playing the veteran's card. I have seen my friends being blown up in Afghanistan. I was picking up their body parts. I was trying to rescue one of the drivers of the vehicle that had been blown up. And all I want is for to get back to the person that I was before. I don't ask for much. I don't go to the doctors often. That's all I wanted.
No, of course. Obviously you have to do something in terms of, you know, with your wife, maybe just literally go to the hospital and get some treatment. But also, as you say, you know, LBC saved your life, as you said. How important would you say it is, David, having experienced what you've experienced, that people don't shut up shop, that they do talk about these problems, say in the media, elsewhere, face to face?
They shouldn't, because it's not just me. There are people up and down this country committing suicide because they can't get access to the mental health treatment that they need. This is what's happening. I couldn't go to A&E with my wife because we're getting divorced at the minute.
Listen,
because she couldn't.
I know. Same happened to me, mate.
When it happened, when we lost the baby, I literally was 2 seconds away from. My wife tried to jump out of the window of a three-story set of flats twice, and I had to stop her.
Have you heard? I've got a text here from someone saying, "Tell David that there is an organisation called Combat Stress." Have you heard of that?
I've been to Combat Stress.
And that
Combat
didn't work.
The Combat Stress were out assessing me. But the government need to understand these people are struggling to cope with the demand.
Look, David, I'll tell you what. If you keep listening to LBC now, there will be... I'll put it out there. Anyone listening, David left the forces last year, moved to Germany, to the UK with his wife, lost a baby. She's leaving him. It brought back his post-traumatic stress disorder of the horrible things that they saw in the forces in Afghanistan. Is there anyone out there that can advise David? He's tried going to Combat Stress. He's tried doing it through the sort of military way. He's tried going to the GP. None of it's working. Can anyone out there suggest what David should do? So if you keep listening, David, we will try as little or as much as we can to try and help you and get things doing, because you do get better, I swear to you. David, yeah, thank you. Go on.
Yeah. No, sorry. I mean, I suffered from PTSD back in 2008, and while I was in the forces, the treatment was absolutely phenomenal. It completely cured me. It was only through the loss of our baby.
Of course. And that's something that you'll definitely need to talk with a counsellor about. I've got to stop it there, David. I do apologise, but keep listening. And all I can say is the doctor said to me when I was in bits, just said, you will get better because you do, I swear to you.